Shalom to all. Today's daf is from Shalmi Tainis Daf Beis. We're talking about the eighth line of the two dots with the words of Zair B'Shem Chanina. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Shar Bas Miakam Maisha Hernish Shama Shad Havin Aliyah. So the Gemara tells Rabbi Zair B'Shem Chanina. Hi and B'Gashem. It's the winter month. It's Gashem. It's rainy season. Miskir Shal Tal, and he mentioned Tal, meaning he said Mar Tal instead of saying Mash Rech Mar Gashem. In Machzir Nosay, we do not make him go back. Whereas with Tal, if it's the summer months, V'Hiskir Shal Gashem, he mentions Gashem. Machzir Nosay, we make him go back. Ask the Gemara of a ton of brass that says B'Tal Bruchas if it's the summer months and he didn't say anything. The Chum did not require him to say anything. But if he wants to mention something, he could. Meaning, if he wants to say Marat Atal, he could, but he doesn't have to. And so here it's pretty clear that he doesn't have to say anything. And if he doesn't say anything, he doesn't have to go back. But Rabbi Zair just said before that if it's a summer and he mentioned Geshem, then he does have to go back. Why is that? That can't be any worse than not saying anything. Says the Gemara, it's not true. Loi Dami Yahu de Mekel, Luhu de Loi Matzliv Loi Mekel. There's no comparison to a person who is Mekel, meaning he says a klala, a curse, to a person who doesn't daven, but he doesn't say a curse either. Namely, if a person doesn't say anything during the summer, he doesn't say Merid Hatol or Mashiroch Merid Hageshem, so that's fine. He's not davening, but he's also not cursing. But if he says Mashiroch Merid Hageshem, that's basically saying a curse, and that's why he would have to go back. It's better to not say anything than to say the wrong thing. We continue. We said B'Geshem V'Hizkir Shal Tal in Machzir Noisoy, that if it's a winter month, and he mentioned that of Tal, we don't make him go back. As Gemara V'Atani V'Bres, it says, Im Loi Shal Brich Zashonim, Oy Shaloi Hizkir Gvur Zkisham, and if he didn't mention Saint Tal Mutter in Berchas Hashanim, and he didn't mention Mashvach Mer Geshem in Gvurus Kishamim, so we make him go back. Here we see that if he said the wrong thing, we don't make him go back. And the answer is Behu Deloy Idkar Loy Tal Veloy Mutter. We make him go back if he didn't say anything, not Tal or Mutter. Since it's the winter and we require rain, we make him go back to say something. But it was the winter and he didn't say Mashvach Mer Geshem, but he at least said Merd Hatal, so he mentioned some form of rain, then it's okay, we're not going to make him go back. We continue with Zayr. If he didn't ask in Berchas Hashanim, meaning he didn't say Saint Tal Matar in the Bracha Baruch Aleinu, so I'm Rabbi Shmaya Tefillah. He says in Shmaya Tefillah, Udekavasan. Similarly, Im Loi Hizkir Gvurus Kisham Tchias Amesem. If he didn't mention it in Tchias Amesem in the Bracha of Gvurus, the second Bracha Shmaya Esrei, I'm Rabbi Shmaya Tefillah. He says in Shmaya Tefillah, and why would that be? Because Ma Im Sheela Shimi Doichek, I'm Rabbi Shmaya Tefillah. Just like regarding requesting, asking for rain, that's something which is necessary. He really needs it. That's what we mean Midoichek. We very much need rain. Still, he could say in Shmaya Tefillah if he forgot to say it in the proper place. So as Kara, just simply mentioning rain, which is in the bracha Gvurus, the second bracha, Shi Merevach, that's just praise, like Al Shekain, for sure, that could be done in Shemayat Filah. Asking Rav Tani, we have a braisa, Lo Shal Berchas Hashanim, Oy, Shaloi Hizkir Gvurus Kishamim, Tchias Amesim, Machzir Noisai, that if he didn't mention in Berchas Hashanim or in Gvurus Kishamim, so then we make him go back. So Amar Rav Mari, Achod Rav Yaisi, Rav Mari, the brother of Yaisi, answers, Beshali Arm Shemayat Filah, that's if he didn't say it in Shemayat Filah, so then he has to go back. But if you remember to say in Shemayat Filah, so then he doesn't have to go back. And now the question is, Eichen Uchayzer, where does he have to go back to? So Yevakat Amar Shem Bar Abal B'Shem Yechanan. Let's bring from the following: the Rosh Chodesh Amar Shchodesh. If he forgot Yalav Yavai, so Im Akar Sraglov. If he already uprooted his feet, which means he finished Shmoneh Esrei Chazal Chatchil, he goes to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Whereas Vimlav, if not Chazal Avoda, he goes back to the Bracha Avoda, which is the Bracha of Ritzei. So Akai here as well. Im Akar Sraglov. If he already finished Chazal Chatchil, he goes back to the beginning of Davening. Vimlav, but if not Chazal Shmeit Filah, he goes back to Shmeit Filah. We have a story: Beninve, which is a city. They had to make a tainis after Pesach because they needed rain after Pesach, even though they usually that's the summer. We don't need rain. They needed rain, so they were going to make a fast day in order to ask for it. And Asun Shaul and Rebbe, they came and asked Rebbe what they're supposed to do. So when Rebbe told them, L'chuva asu, you can go and make this fast, as long as you don't change the coin, meaning you don't change the format of tefillah, namely, don't say the same talumatar or mashiv ruach when you're not supposed to. So the question is, so where is it supposed to be said? Where are they supposed to ask for rain if it's the summer months now and you're not allowed to change the matbeah of tefillah, but they in particular need rain, so then where are they supposed to ask for in Shmoneh Esrei? So Rabbi Yirmiyahu Meimar, he wanted to say that Amar B'Shmeyat Tefillah should be sent Shmeyat Tefillah. However, Amar Rabbi Yaisi told him that can't be because Loi Amar Rabbi Zair B'Shem Rav Chana. Didn't we just quote Rabbi Zair saying in Rav Chana that Loi Shalom Berchas Hashanim, Oy Shalai Hizkir Gvurus Kishamim Tchias HaMeisim? If he didn't say V'Sein Tal Matar in Berchas Hashanim and he didn't say Mashiv Ruach in Tchias HaMeisim, Amar B'Shmeyat Tefillah should say in Shmeyat Tefillah. And Amar Rabbi told him, L'chuva Asu, you can go and make this fast day, as long as you don't change the setup of tefillah, as we just saw, that saying one of these things in Shemaya tefillah is okay, and a person would not have to repeat Shemaya Esrei, so that means that during the summer, saying such a thing in Shemaya tefillah is called changing the matbeh of tefillah. So where are they supposed to be asking for rain in this place called Ninveh? And that's what the Gemara repeats. Al dati Rabbi Yosi, heichanu aimro, where are they supposed to say it? And the answer is, b'sheishu maisef, in the six which they add on, as we're going to see later on, particularly in the second parak, then when they make a series of fast days because it hadn't rained enough, so they actually add on 6 brachas to Shemayna Esrei. This is in between the bracha of Gal Yisrael and the bracha of Fe'inu, and that's where they ask for rain. Based on top, the Gemara asks, Ad Kedoin Tzibur Shiyash Leishesh. This is all good by the Tzibur, meaning by Shleich Tzibur, when there's a public tefillah, so they add on another 6 brachas, that's where they get down for rain. But Yachid She'ein Leishesh, what about a person davening b'yichidus? He doesn't have these 6 brachas added on, so where does he ask for rain in this Ninve place? So Ruchinna, like in Urm Zeir B'shem Ruchinna, the Yachid Tvei Tzrachav B'shemei Tfilah, a Yachid can ask for his own personal needs in Shemei Tfilah, Ve'ilu Tzrachav Heim. And rain in this situation that we're talking about are his needs, and that's not considered changing the Matbei Tfilah, because since he's just a Yachid, he's davening privately, so he could ask for his personal needs in Shemei Tfilah, therefore he can ask for rain as well. And continue to discuss, Tani V'Braiso, Nispalel Ve'ini Deh Ma'hizker. He davened, and he doesn't know what he mentioned. He doesn't know if he said Mashav Ruach or if he said Merid Atol. And if he said Mashav Ruach during the summer months, he'd have to go back and repeat Shemayna Esrei. So what do we do? Amar Bechani answers, Kol Shalei Shem Yoyim Chazaka Mashu Lamod Hizker. Then for 30 days afterwards, I mean, for example, 30 days after Pesach, it's very changed saying Mashav Ruach to Merid Atol. The Chazaka is that whatever he's used to saying, that's what he probably mentioned, and therefore we can assume he probably said Mashav Ruach. Whereas Mikan Vehelech from here and on, Mashav Tzarech Yazker, he's already going to be accustomed to saying the new thing, so then we could assume that he said what was necessary. Another member of Basel Shem Ruchana, Shnei Yom Tevim Shel Galias, the 2 Yom Tevim of Galias, meaning regards to saying Mashav Ruach, which we begin saying at the end of Sukkot. So in Chutz La'aretz, where they have 2 days of Yom Tev instead of 1, so then Maskir B'Shachris, on the first day, Mashav Ruach is mentioned at Shachris, Ve'ina Maskir B'Musaf, it's not said at Musaf. Furthermore, Mincha, Ve'arvis, V'Shachris, that's a proper gear, so we have to switch those words around. That first day at Mincha, and then at Ma'ariv, and the next day at Shachris as well, Mashav Ruach is not said. And then V'Maskir B'Musaf, that's a proper gear, so the next day at Musaf, meaning the second day of Yom Tev. This is again at the end of Sukkot, so the second day of Yom Tev by Musaf, that's when they're going to say Mashav Ruach again. And the reason why this is done is so there could be a break in between Shachris of the first day and Musaf of the second day. Now Hanani ben Achi Rabbi Shua Omer, he says that B'Gaila Lo Nagu Kein, that's actually not the minug in the Gaila in the diaspora in Chutz La'aretz. Ella Ad Shishim Yom Tkufa, rather Mashav Ruach is said up until 60 days after the Tkufa. The Tkufa over here is referring to Tkufas Tishrei. In other words, he's arguing that in Chutz La'aretz it's going to be said later. And Shlomo Omer, he says Halach Hanani ben Achi Rabbi Shua, the Halacha is like Hananya, the son of the brother of Yeshua. And Vitani Ken, we have a brass like this. Medvarim, when was this said? I mean, when do we start saying it? At the end of Sukkot, and pay attention to important Girsa switch, Be'eretz Yisrael, that's only in Eretz Yisrael when we need rain earlier. Aval, B'chutz La'aretz, when Chutz La'aretz, Hakalfi is man, Hakalfi am Ira. Everything has to do with the time, and everything has to do with the situation of the year. Meaning sometimes the year needs more rain, sometimes less. And so based off of that, and depending on where in Chutz La'aretz they are, depends when they're going to start saying it. Adad Taimar, B'gashem, that's only by Gashem, meaning regarding the rain. Aval, B'tal, but in regards to saying Merid Atal, Im Ratzel Haskir Kameis Hashana, Mazkir, if he wants to mention all year round, not a problem, he can mention it, as we had said on the previous daf. And we continue discussing this, and this comes from the Mishnah, Amr Bishua, he said, Hoyel Ve'enag Shom Simon Bracha B'chag Lamu Mazkir. Since rain is not a Simon Bracha on Sukkot, so why would he be mentioning Mash Ruch Merid Gashem? We don't want it to rain on Sukkot. So Amr Blezer told Bishua, Afu Eda Omer El Mash Ruch Merid Gashem Ba'inasai. He's only saying Mash Ruch Merid Gashem in its proper time, meaning he's giving praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he causes the wind to blow and the rain to fall in its proper time, whenever the proper time is. Sukkot is not its proper time. That's not a problem. It's just a praise to Hashem, and that's why Rabbi Elazar is saying to Rabbi Shua, we could even mention Mashav Ruach on Sukkot. Now the Gemara continues with a further explanation of the Machlekes that rain be'oynason hin chavivin ketchias hameisim, and this time it's beloved like tchias hameisim. Now I have to add in a few words to the Girsa, ukeshem shetchias hameisim masker kol shana ve'ina ela b'oynason. Just like tchias hameisim, we mention it all year round in the brach of tchias hameisim, second brach of Shemana Esrei, and it still only comes in its proper time. We could do the same thing regarding rain, even though it's not the time right now for it to rain during Sukkot. Nonetheless, we're going to mention it. However, Rabbi Yisrael says, I'm surprised how the Rabbanim could compare Yiridus Kesholim to Tchias Hameisim. V'loy Dami, they're not comparable. By Bar Nasha Yechon Meisayah Kol Emas, a person wants Tchias Hameisim to be whenever possible. If you had the option to have Tchias Hameisim right now, of course a person would say, yeah, that's great, let's have Tchias Hameisim. But loy by Bar Nasha Yechos Mitra Kol Emas, a person doesn't want it to rain whenever possible, and therefore this comparison between Tchias Hameisim and raining is not valid. We continue explaining the Mishnah Amrulai. They told Rabbi Elazar, Im Kein Lo Elmihei Maskir, if you want to say that it's just a praise to Hashem, so then a person should always be able to say Mashav Ruach even during the summer, and we know that's not true. Now says the Gemara, Machav Shitasa Rabbi Elazar, we have a steer sheetus Rabbi Elazar, Machav Shitasa Rabbi Shua, we have a steer sheetus Rabbi Shua. Where do we see that? This Pagan is Machlokes. Rabbi Elazar says, Im En Yisrael isin tshuva in negalin. If the yidden don't do tshuva, they're never going to be redeemed. It's never going to be the final redemption. How do we know this? Shenemar, because the pasuk says b'shuva v'nachas tivasheyun. With tshuva nachas, you shall be saved. Tshuva over here is understood as tshuva. So we see the yidden are only going to be saved. Mashiach is only going to come. We're only going to be redeemed. The final redemption with tshuva. However, Amar b'shuva, b'shuva told him v'chim yamdi yisrael v'le'asu tshuva in gam la'ilim. Does that mean that if yidden just stay where they are and they never do tshuva, they're never going to be redeemed? That can't be. There has to be a particular date where Hashem says, okay, this is going to be the final geul no matter what. So Rabbi Lezer told him, actually, you're right. If the Yidden don't do tshuva, they won't be redeemed. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'amon Aleihem Melech Kashuk Haman, Hashem appoints over them a harsh and mean king like Haman, U'miyahin Ma'asim Tshuva, and right away they're going to do tshuva, V'hein Negalin, and they're going to be redeemed. And my time, what's the source for this? The Pasuk says, V'eis Sar Hili Yaakov, it's a time of trouble for Yaakov, U'mimenu Yivashaya, and from it he's going to be saved. And the Joshua is that U'mimenu, because of it, Yivashaya, he's going to be saved. So you're right. Technically, if the Yidden don't do tshuva, they're never going to be saved. But Hashem's going to arrange it to make sure that they do tshuva. So don't worry. However, we continue asking him, but the pasuk says, that you were sold for nothing and you're going to be redeemed without money, which means, so to speak, you're going to be redeemed for free. You're not going to even have to do tshuva. There's a particular time that the geula is supposed to come, and that's when it's going to come. Ask the Gemara, so what does Rabbi Lezer do with this? It's a great question. So Gemara Aleph on the top, the Gemara says, tshuva. Rabbi Lezer explains that this is referring to tshuva. Like it says in the pasuk, and over here, kesef is referring to tzadikim. In other words, Rabbi Lezer explains the pasuk of chinim kartem v'loy bekesef tigo'elu is that you're not going to be redeemed with the schos of the tzadikim, which again is what kesef is referring to in the pasuk. It's only through tshuva. So Rabbi Shua continued asking him. But the pasuk says, "Ani Hashem beita achishana. I'm Hashem. In its time, I'm going to hurry it," which means that there's a particular time for Mashiach to come, no matter if tshuva is done. So my avodah, Rabbi Lezer, what would Rabbi Lezer do with this? And once again, the answer is tshuva. Rabbi Lezer explains that this is talking about tshuva. Come on, that Amar, like another pasuk says, "Ve'ata Yisrael, Ma'ashem lekecha shalmi machkim liyira v'gaimer," and he's taking the word over here, "ata." Ayin tof, and that's the same sherish as be'ita achishana ayin tof, and so basically means va'ata Yisrael, that if the Yidden do tshuva, so then Hashem is going to save them. But without tshuva, it's not going to happen. Now we just have another explanation of this pasuk, be'ita achishana. Rav Acha says, Rishim Rishu ben Levi, im zechisem achishana. If you're zeiche, if you're deserving, then achishana Hashem says, I'm going to hurry it and make the geula come quickly. Whereas vim lav, if not, be'ita, then it's just going to come in its proper time, whenever that's supposed to be. And here's the end of their discussion. Kivin Shomalei Yeshua, once Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Lezer that the pasuk says, "Vayarim yimina u'smaila al shemayim," and he lifted his right hand and left hand to shemayim, "Vayishav b'chei olam," and he swore by the chaim of the world, which is Hashem, "Ki l'mayid me'adim v'chetzi u'chala isnafeitz yad am kodesh techlenu kol eila," and after a mayid me'adim and a half, when the koyach people has ended, that's when everything is going to end. In other words, when the yidden have absolutely no koyach, they're at the end of their rope and they have nothing else left to do, so then Mashiach is going to come, mashma, even without any tshuva, Hashem is going to bring Mashiach. So this is the final argument. It's Talak Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer pulled himself back and he agreed to Rabbi Yeshua that you're right. There's a set time for the geula, and even without tshuva, Hashem's going to bring the geula shlema. Now the bottom line is the reason why we see that this is a stira in Shitas Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua is because it's clear from this whole machlokes that according to Rabbi Yeshua there's a set time for the geula, whereas according to Rabbi Lezer there isn't. That anytime we do tshuva, so then the geula could come right away. But it's mashma the opposite for our Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua holds that tchias hamesim can happen anytime, and Rabbi Lezer holds that has a set time. I wouldn't have an answer to this question. Now we're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss the geula. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.